Don't be told what you want to, and don't be told what you want to need. There's no future for you. God save the Queen. Nobody out there, even John Lydon, Rotten of the Sex Pistols, would be singing God Save 2020. The year has just been horrific. In fact, it's been the worst year many of us have experienced, all because of a psychotic, deadly virus that was spread from a long ways away from America. But there's a vaccine for it, and once all of us get vaccinated, we can get back to a future in live local music. It certainly looks like a very good possibility it may happen sometime in the latter half of next year of 2021. Keep your fingers crossed. I'm here to bring you the great musical moments of the Chicagoland area and state of Illinois for 2020, even though it's not a fun year to reflect over. But I have found some highlights. For at least the first 3 months of this year, I was just doing my thing, interviewing a different local band from a different local venue each week. My last interview on March 14th of 2020, before the whole pandemic nightmare kicked in, was real bad, real fast, from the very small, yet quaint, and rather avant-garde out of space in Berwyn. That's only about 5 minutes away from where I live. Was that indeed the best live performance of 2020? Well, for me, it was one of the best. I'm going to put together a year in review, and I do have the music and some of the memories to do it. This is only my opinion, of course. It's not meant to be Bible or gospel, so don't treat it as such. You may have seen something different, which was your favorite in 2020 if you did get out safely. Last year, we had a breakthrough metal band in Extraction Point who truly kicked ass with their debut EP, Purification Through Hatred. We had a breakthrough goth stoner doom hard rock band, Black Road, who put together one of the most detailed, eclectic hard rock albums ever made in Witch of the Future. But there were a lot of surprises in 2020 musically, from the comeback of Holly Smith and Hot Dang to the 7-year wait for a new album from Ove Wolves, which was truly worth it. As we reflect over the last 12 months, hard as it is to do, I'll give you some of the best music that should be in your collection if you, like me, follow the local music scene of Chicagoland and Illinois carefully. As far as a rock back goes, I'm not going to focus on any band that I first welcomed into the Cat 105.5 studio throughout my days there at the radio station, or any band for about the last 4.5 years I've gone out and interviewed live in person. I will bring you highlights once again of the interview with Real Bad Real Fast, and they just might be the contender of the best punk album of 2020, but there were others I noticed along the way too. To get on with it, most definitely, it had been 5 years since Holly Smith and her band Hot Dang last captured a shitload of attention all around the Chicago area and throughout the state of Illinois with their self-titled debut EP. They had been working on achieving commercial success for a long time since then, at least 3 years. When I went to a reunion show for Stab Twist Pool at Redmond's Pub near Midway Airport on Chicago's southwest side, Holly was there and actually played me rough drafts of what was to become Pacific Coast Highway, one of the 7 songs on the record. How does this differ from the last one? Holly's growling, gruff vocal is front and center, and the band behind her is every bit as tight, including guitarist Tim Smith, drummer Tony Randazzo, and bassist Nate Perry. And they simply are not a backing band for Holly, who is just an incredible, powerful, emotional, and tough-ass singer. I would have to say this one, as compared to the last one, is more instrumental and a bit more extensive. Some tracks run 7 minutes or more. It's not really the quantity, it's the quality that counts, and with Hot Dang, you know you're going to get the top quality all the way, but especially from Holly, who never fails to deliver. They first dropped the news to me when I interviewed them back around the time the Chicago Metal Alliance, that's CMA for short, was putting on what turned out to be its final bash for a long time. And I first heard that Pacific Coast Highway was one of the songs they were working on already as a follow-up to their self-titled release, which was only a year old at this point in time. So it's that track I'm going to focus on as I vote Hot Dang Best Comeback Album of 2020.
Brigade, you are listening to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
Pete from the Wolf. You're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5.
What makes a great punk rock album? I think there has to be two factors involved. The music has to be brief, lightning fast, and most certainly high energy, as if you've got way too many shots of adrenaline going. And then, the lyrics have to be aggressive, maybe violent to a certain degree, and ones that are highly political. Maybe they diss a certain political figure. Of Wolves certainly had all that going, even though the album wasn't just totally punk as you might know it. It's punk more in nature of the lyrics, and they are political, with titles like Jesus Jihad and Men's Ria Azagov. They most certainly address religions or peoples of a different nation, a different part of the world than America. There's some anti-American issues going on in the lyrics of several songs. I think what really sets the whole album apart, Balance, which the band released in June, their first one in 7 years, is the title track we just heard. Starting off rather laid back, melodic, progressive, the sun that switches gears on you. Right in the middle there, the angry, aggressive, violent side of the band is unleashed when you least expect it. It's sort of as if somebody snuck up behind you and dropped an atom bomb in your presence. Steve Sherwood certainly has guided the band through a very interesting, aggressive, and creative period, even though it's taken them a while. Evolve was their last EP, and that was out in the fall of 2012. I do remember being at the release show at Reggie's Music Joint. And now, in 2020, after many attempts to record and mix the whole thing, they finally got it together. Balance is available on Spotify and all the major digital platforms. There certainly is a lot of venom spewed in the lyrics of several songs. You may even think current president Donald Trump is one of the targets. I can't vouch for what the guys from Of Wolves sing and write about. You want to know more about that? Check out their Facebook page. But I definitely vote Of Wolves Balance the best local punk album of 2020. As far as the best metal album goes, well, yeah, Of Wolves is a combination speed metal, thrash metal, and punk. But out of all I've heard, the best metal album goes to Effin' Epic out of the Manteno, Kankakee area. Their 2020 release, Exploit This, gets highly political in nature and highly aggressive. Fast-paced, too. But there's no doubt these guys crank it way past 11, splitting many brain cells and ear hairs in the process. It has taken Effin' Epic a while to put out a release. In Sight was their last one, and that came out in 2015. The center of attention for the band has definitely been singer Cody Zupan. However, Cody has also moved on to the ball-kicking, skull-crushing, hardcore metal of Extraction Point, who has been working on a follow-up to their critically acclaimed 2019 EP, Purification Through Hatred, which I voted the best metal album of the local Chicago and Illinois music scene last year on Local Loft. Of the 10 songs that Effin' Epic has on their brand new EP, one addresses a killer issue, kids ingesting Tide Pods and paying the price sometimes with their life for it on Tide Pod Suicide. The track I'm going to play, however, is the most political one. This takes jabs at a couple of different former U.S. presidents, including one William Jefferson Danforth Clinton. Maybe not Donald Trump or Joe Biden, but certainly a couple of presidents are called out on the mat, so to speak. With Effin' Epic, it's always been about the Zupan brothers, Travis and Cody, but I must say, this band combines old-school speed metal, like Metallica, Cannibal Corpse, with a fresh, new metal approach. Maybe think Korn to a certain degree, but Lamb of God and Slipknot come to mind. From my vote for the best local metal album of 2020, Mr. Senator from Effin' Epic's Exploit This on Local Loft.
This is Travis. Effin' Epic, you are listening to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
Seems to be on the outside, just a bunch of guys drinking a lot of beer and running around the woods.
Today I am announcing I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Read my lips.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
If you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
Are you too ashamed of my terrible judgment and how you and I've done things I teach you as well?
There have been questions about my emails.
After months of denials, former candidate John Edwards admitted today that he had an extramarital affair.
Astrid admitted for the first time to being a serial child molester.
I take the threat very seriously. He develops weapons of mass destruction.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Sure.
Viruses and violence, a 1-2 punch from 2020 that a lot of us are glad to recover from. Extraction Point in their new music video, Force Compliance, focused on the violence side of the whole year. A lot of footage from different looting incidents and violent protest incidents that took place throughout the country in the last 12 months. The band mostly stars themselves in the music video, but they have help from one of the air staff of Rebel Radio, Steve Megamo McCarthy. Or is it Megamo? I once met him. It was during the CMA Midsummer Bash of 2013 at Game Pazzo in Downers Grove. Never knew that he would eventually become a DJ at Rebel Radio. But he is on there. I believe it's 12:30 on the AM dial nowadays. That's right. Used to be 13:30 AM. And then when the Cat 105.5 had our on-air studio digs and transmitter antenna right above it, off of Route 113 in Diamond, just get off that exit at I-55. We used to simulcast Rebel Radio overnights. That was 1996, 97. I remember it well. Now it's back to AM. You just can't listen to heavy metal in AM. It's like listening to heavy metal in Dobley, or Dobley is. Janine, the girlfriend of Davidson Hubbins, says in Spinal Tap. But Extraction Point gets the vote for music video of 2020. The images are painful to look at, but when you're rocking out so hard to the track that accompanies those images, it's sometimes really hard to even focus on said images. In picking over this list again, I just want to remind you, this is only my opinion, it's not gospel. You may disagree, you may have debates around the water cooler, the socially distanced water cooler in this case, and focusing on the good and not so much of the bad of the local music scene in Chicagoland and Illinois. When it came to best live performance, well, there wasn't much to choose from because there weren't many live performances going on past the second week of March when the whole COVID thing started spreading and getting out of control. And restaurants and bars were shut down for months upon months. Some reopening, but then again, when a COVID surge hit in the early fall, they were shut down again and they still remain that way. Can only hope this money from the $900 or maybe $2,000 stimulus package goes to really help out those venues that are financially suffering so they can stay open. And once again, we can all gather when it's safe to do so to rock out. But as for the best live performance, well, upon further close inspection, I have to pick my friends in Central Disorder for this one. Now, I interviewed Rob Pito and the rest of the band back in January 2018, right around the time their Eradication full-length CD came out. There was a release show for it at Cheers Lounge in Midlothian. The band has been writing new songs for a follow-up, but mostly they've been focusing on this full-length record, which was quite successful for them. So I'm going to give you a little bit of the live stream the band laid on their fans the day after Christmas, a nice post-Xmas gift of music. From an undisclosed location, they had a couple of glitches starting off the whole live stream, but once it got going, it really rocked. So much so, they're going to do another one on Saturday, January 2nd. They're calling it the New Year Who Dis Bash. In their live stream on December 26th, the band welcomed their new guitarist, Brian Duran. He's fitting quite nicely from what I can see watching the live stream video. Highlights of that, in fact, the whole video live stream is still up on a YouTube link of Central Disorder's Facebook page. Now, you might not be doing too much of this, whether it's because of COVID restrictions and you want to be safe, or whether it's because there's nasty rain, freezing rain and snow on the way for around the time New Year's Eve and New Year's Day come around. Going into the night to rock out. Best be doing that in the confines of your own humble abode. From their December 26th live stream, here's Central Disorder on Local Loft.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I am wearing pants. Central Disorder for your socially distant Christmas COVID spectacular. Now this song, we released a video for this song 1 year ago today on Christmas Day. This is Into the Night.
The door, it slips and shuts. There's a loitering extra pain. those days away. We would play outside until we're tired.
Combination of hardcore, unclean, screaming, and angry vocals, and a laid-back, sophisticated singing delivery as well. That's what Alex Urdell has been combining very well on his own and as founding member of the Streets out of Joliet since 1998. Alex has opened up for a couple of different hardcore national metal acts, including Chimera and Oceano. His new solo effort of 2020 was released in August, Lifer, and Alex invites Street singer Anthony Lilja to help out on the angry, screaming vocal part, which transforms the song from just a soft, intimate power ballad into something much heavier, just like that. It's done in much of the same rapid, unexpected change in musical direction and style that Of Wolves also displayed on the title track to their new EP, Balance, which we heard from earlier. Alex Urdell, the best solo local performance of 2020, according to me. That's a pretty rapid change, and to make that work well, you gotta make it sound effortless. Not sloppy, and not like you're going from soft to loud, so abruptly that it simply sounds half-assed. Well, in this case, it does not. To go from the progressive laid-back sound of the intro to that song to a much more aggressive feel, that certainly takes a lot of work, and Alex Sherrodell, having been in music for about 21 years now, he definitely knows what he's doing. It's displayed on that track. And speaking of the Streets, they're hoping to put out a follow-up to their 2014 full-length, The Struggle, The Unseen. That will be sometime early on in 2021, but they have not given a specific date. They're still working on in the studio. They're mostly known as a punk band. But the three guys who make up Real Bad Real Fast, the music, more than just at times, can be a diverse combination of speed metal and punk. They're more metal than they are punk on their second album, Safety First. I ventured up to the Outer Space, one of the coolest yet smallest avant-garde rock bars around the Chicago area, just off of 32nd Street near the Metro train station in Berwyn. And unfortunately, this would turn out to be the last official live interview I would get with any band for the year 2020 because of you-know-what. Ben Brundage, Tim Colletti, and Matt Stanton have been about as consistent as lineup changes go as ZZ Top, meaning they haven't changed lineups since they began over 10 years ago. The album features several spoken word intros taken from PSAs of educational films of the 1950s and 60s. One about common sense, and if you don't exercise it in being safe in any of life's scenarios, not just COVID, it could land you in the hospital. Well, that could apply to COVID, of course. You need to use common sense. So say the health experts at CDC and WHO. Put on a mask and social distance. And if you don't exercise common sense in using those safety procedures, you will could end up in the hospital. I'm not a science expert. I can't tell you that for certain, but it makes a lot of sense. Safety is something you certainly don't exercise when you're in a mosh pit at a Real Bad Real Fast show. The moshing is going to get out of hand, that's for sure. So it might help to exercise safety first whenever you go to one of their shows and you feel like moshing, because the music will be so energetic, so full of piss and vinegar and fire that it'll make you want to mosh. But if you do so, make sure you put on your shoulder pads. Or how about pads all over like you're a football player? I take you back to March 14th. Of 2020 at the Outer Space in Berwyn with this year's best alternative local music act, according to Local Loft, and yours truly, Real Bad, Real Fast.
Common sense and safety go together like ham and egg. Carelessness and negligence eventually land you in the hospital or the morgue, and you're a long time dead.
Since the beginning of time, was written in the stones that one day a band would come. Well, that band has come, and now they're here to come again in your ear pussies.
I am the fly in the ointment that can spread more disease than the fleas that nibble away at your window display. If Wire, the British post-punk band, were COVID-19 in 1978, that would be an appropriate song. Something's spreading here tonight. It's a punk pandemic here at Outer Space in Berwyn. The band I have in front of me, the appropriate title of their new EP is Safety First. So all precautions have been taken here. Real Bad, Real Fast. I have talked to these guys before, back at Wire in Berwyn a couple of years back.
A couple
back.
Of years ago, yeah, I think so.
It was like 27.
I didn't even realize the correlation of the Safety First until you just said that. Actually, I gotta really capitalize that. I really gotta pump that out on social media. I think I'm slacking on that.
Their first EP was called It's Gonna Get, but they have followed up with Safety First. Matt Stanton, Tim Colletti, and Ben Brundage. And listening to this new one, it's a lot angrier than your first record. Do you think so?
I think it's a little angrier, for sure. I definitely wouldn't want to, there's a big trend with bands doing like vocal videos, or what they call lyric videos or whatever. I don't want that. I don't want a lyric video of any Real Bad Real Fast songs. I like a regular video, but you don't need to hear what I'm saying for the most part, because they can be a little violent at moments.
We'll be right back.
definitely a lot more instrumental in some tracks I've been noticing in the first one.
Right, right. I think we, you know, I guess the, they always say that, I guess bands sometimes have a sophomore slump, and then the other time maybe you throw out that first material maybe a little too fast and you write some pretty good songs afterwards. I think this bunch of songs, the funny thing is we were probably playing them just as soon as we were playing off any of the other stuff off the first record. Even that first record, we probably don't even play three songs off of that when we play live anymore, you know? Definitely Tombstone and Don't Like You off of that album. Like, you know, I guess you get, you tend not to get more than 45 minutes, too, around the Chicagoland or anything, so you get pigeonholed. But you write better songs, I don't know, you get better.
A little more complex, you know? Fun.
I would say a little heavier this record too. At times that you're going thrash metal territory, like Ronan Farrow.
That's
maybe
true.
One of the heaviest songs you've ever done.
It's pretty darn heavy. I've been trying to get Ronan Farrow to retweet that. I have posted that Ronan Farrow video on Ronan Farrow's Twitter account at least a couple dozen times, and all I want is just a tad bit of love, because it really, the funny thing about Ronan Farrow, it just states facts about Ronan Farrow. It says that he was homeschooled. His mom was in Rosemary's Baby. He won a Pulitzer Prize. I'm screaming. All I'm doing is screaming facts about Ronan Farrow.
Well, tonight you're playing at a what seems to be like a sort of battle of the bands, pop punk versus old school kind of thing here. Are you working on any new material so far to follow up Safety First?
We got a brand new one, and it's for yourself. You know, Ozzy had, you know, Suicide Solution. He's talking about, you know, maybe you should kill yourself. Real Bad Real Fast is saying, hey man, don't kill yourself.
Any Epstein references in this one?
There isn't. It's really, this one is just about the middle class, you know? Just making sure, just trying to get by, living week to week, paying your bills. Please don't kill yourself. You may find a hobby like me and come screaming to a microphone.
They do it with a lot of precision here, folks, screaming or just singing. The guys of Real Bad Real Fast, check out their both EPs. They are on Bandcamp, and of course, check them out on their Facebook page. Rock it up tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for talking.
Thanks, Tim.
There's a link to help Liars Club family on Real Bad Real Fast Facebook page. A donation, even a small one, would help this, who, like many other venues around the Chicago area, is hurting, financially hurting, because big crowds are not coming through the doors and live local bands are not playing. So many venues have either gone under or are in serious financial dire straits. Help them out. Just a little bit of your donation goes a long way. Check out the Help Liars Club family on Real Bad Real Fast Facebook page. You never know who's listening around the world to give their support to your music. So generously donate that to us here at Local Loft. In digital form, MP3, WAV, FLAC, or AAC, or physical form, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape. Send me an email, timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com, and if you do that for the physical product, I'll send you a mailing address. It always is hard to pick a certain artist or band who has put forth the best album of any year. Really what I heard in what was truly a hardcore punk band to begin with, Prison City Brigade out of Joliet, with their new album Rough Skeletons, released back in March, is proof that they're more. Then again, The Clash proved that with albums like Sandinista and London Calling, let's not forget. So PCB doesn't go so far as to dabble in reggae, rockabilly, jazz, and R&B like The Clash did. But they certainly get more melodic to the point of sounding like a power pop band, maybe even a British invasion band at times. Eddie Cavanaugh, the founding member of PCB, shares his musical vision with the rest of the band and ever-changing lineup that they are. And in this album, they truly have matured. Of course, on the last one, Trials of Survival, they already started getting more progressive and less aggressive. Not to say that they don't stay true to their punk roots, so yeah, things do get fast and furious and heavy at times, but it's truly a mixed bag here. There's melodic vocals and even harmony vocals that I've never heard from the band before. The production is a little more dense on this record. They've certainly come a long way from their debut EP, War on Boredom, back in 2017, when you really could classify them as a straightforward punk band. Not anymore. Listen to the diversity, especially the female vocalist and the emotion she exudes on this track from the new Prison City Brigade Rough Skeletons EP, which I have voted Best Local Rock Album of 2020. This is NOLA. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
However, are you ready to take it to the dark side of things?
Fucking that red blood!
You ready to take it to the evil side of things?
Watch out!
When you book a tour, take everything into consideration. You don't expect a fucking virus or a pandemic to come out of nowhere and grab you from the fucking balls.
I've got a plan.